Many went considerably further than it does now, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
I guess, Miss goes to the same church.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Right. What, has she ever been interested in any kind of clubs or church groups?
She used to go, they had a Sunday school class, you know, that they, but she don't even go to them now.
Yes, sir.
Can't see. We can't get around like we used to anyhow.
Yes. What about her schooling? Did she go to?
She finished the ninth grade too.
Went to school here in town. I see.
We used to go to school together.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. You're only 3 years apart.
That's right.
Could you tell me a little bit about the house that you were raised in, what it was like?
Well, we had an old house. I got the picture of that old house here somewhere, but I don't know where it is now. If you come back one day, I'll hunt it up.
How many rooms did you have in it?
There was four, I believe. Two good big rooms, you know, and then the kitchen and dining room. The kitchen and dining room was together, you see, and then with a little back room, they called it, you know. That is where now I is right over there where that shop is.
Yes, sir.
It's where, you know, after I was about 12, 14 years old, you know. Of course, we lived at Braxton until 1970. Then we lived three, four different places here in Mininhall before I was growing, you know.
Yes, sir. Those, what'd you call it, a back room? Is that where you slept, or?
Well, yeah, there's a little room back there that, you know, we'd go back there and sleep, of course. Now, we had, you know, back in them days, you had a bed in every room, you know, just about it, you know. Yeah, there wasn't enough to have bedrooms and so on like we have here now. Living rooms and so on.
I see. Was that house you're talking about one with the, you know, you see some houses that are older houses have these high ceilings?
Yeah, it's high in this one. A whole lot higher than this one.
I reckon, how tall do you reckon?
I imagine it's 10 foot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of them had them high ceilings.
Was that hard to heat to?
Well, they had a big fireplace and they had pine lighter, they call it, all over the country here, you know, and you heat it anywhere. Of course, you freeze on one side and bake on the other, but you have to keep turning around.
Kind of like you're on a spit or something. Get well done. Did that house have a fireplace in it?
Yeah. You know, what they call a stacked chimney, it was in the middle of the house, and there was a fireplace in both them rooms, them big rooms.
What's a stacked chimney?
Well, it's one that's built in the middle of the house, you know, and that's what they call it, a stacked chimney, you know. And then they had a fireplace going out this way, and then one from the other side over here.
Yes, sir. I guess you built your share of fires.
Oh, yeah, and it's up to me to get, when I got up in the side, well, it was my job, but my older brother, you know, he was off doing something else, and it was my job to go to the wood and bring that wood and pine in, you know. And the brother, he's always puny, you know, the living, so that he didn't do nothing. He was always puny, and he died here.